We don't have this in North Carolina. Hi, my name is Elliot. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I played soccer here. I was on graduating in 2016. I joined AIA as a sophomore, and I was on core team since my junior year. So I was on core team for 2.5 years, and then I also stuck around and did a little bit of volunteering and discipleship after I graduated for about 6 months. And so I'm just gonna share a little bit with you guys about how AIA helped me as I moved on to grad school and how everything that I've learned here translated to life after college. So I just wanna stress also that like the things that I'm talking about, even though they're related to grad school, like if you're moving on and getting a job and you know, not pursuing a graduate degree, these things can still apply to you and might be helpful. So I just wanna first talk about AIA itself and kind of what was so special about it for me. The community here is definitely the number one thing that drew me to AIA. And for those of you who are regulars, you guys know that. And those of you who are new, you just walked into this amazing place and it's kind of like a family here outside of your team, and you are going to meet some of the most amazing people that can support you and challenge you and help you grow into a more mature person, not just in your faith, but also like as a person. And so for me, coming to AIA, I learned a lot about myself and kind of the type of person I wanted to be. But a lot of that for me was kind of based in the support that was here and the fact that it was kind of like a security blanket. I always had everyone that I needed, you know, a doorstep away. Three of my best friends lived down the hall from me last year in the apartment building that we lived in. And you know, I could always go to them if I needed to talk or if I wanted to go get yogurt or anything like that. But when I moved to North Carolina, I didn't know a single soul. And that was kind of the scariest thing that I'd ever done. When I moved here, a girl that I grew up playing soccer with also came the same year as me. So even though I didn't know that many people, I had her by my side at the beginning. So going to North Carolina, it was really scary. I was by myself. I didn't know anyone. I didn't have a church. My program was about 20 people big in a school of over 20,000 students. So I wasn't really exposed to that many people. I was connected through Karen and Brooke to the AIA at UNC, but because of where I was in my life, I didn't really feel that connected to their group. And so I just felt like there was no place really for me at UNC to find a community. And so the first semester there, I was really struggling a lot. I knew that I needed a community and I tried really hard to find one, but it seemed like the harder and harder I tried, the harder and harder it was to find some place that I belonged and some place that could fulfill both the spiritual and like camaraderie needs that I felt that I didn't have. And it was strange because I was also surrounded by people that entire time. However, I felt super alone. I had every class with the same 8 people my first semester, and I would go to happy hour with them every Thursday night. I would see them on the weekends for studying, and you know, I was always surrounded by these people, but I still felt like I would go home to my apartment and I would sit there and I would just kind of be like, okay, like what do? Like watch TV. I would just, you know, I would think about all the things that I was missing out on. I actually unfollowed AIA at Berkeley on Instagram at one point because I would see all the amazing things and all the people that I missed, and I'd feel like, oh, I don't have that here, like, that's really depressing, like, let me not follow them on Instagram. So, it just was, like, it was really hard. Like, I don't know if I've like told some of my friends, I don't really think I've told them like to the extent of how hard it was to be by myself. But I knew that I was supposed to be at UNC. A lot of things fell into place perfectly for me to be there, and I knew that it wasn't an accident. But I just needed to find a way to root myself there, and so it was just a challenge. But what really changed was when I came back in the second semester. I was trying in the first semester to kind of like figure out ways that I could get involved in groups. I tried a bunch of different churches. I tried a bunch of different Bible studies, but every place that I found, I kept trying to compare it to here. And I felt like that was a really big problem just because, you know, everywhere you go in life, it's not going to be exactly the same. And if you're always comparing it to what you had before, you're not going to be able to appreciate what you have in front of you. And so when I came back for the second semester, I'd actually found a group called Focus. And I don't know if they have it here, but it's a graduate student group. And for us, it meets every other week. And so, you know, I tried it out. I went to the first one. And I got there and I was like, oh my gosh, these people are not, like, they're not my people. They're all science nerds. Like, I cannot relate to them at all. I study marketing and PR and I played sports. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna have in common with these people. So, you know, I caught myself kind of judging them right away. But throughout the night, you know, it was kind of like this meeting. We did worship, we had a speaker, we ate together. And slowly, like, as the night went on, I was like, oh wow, like this is really cool. Like this is exactly like what I was missing. And I was like, additionally, like another thing that happened was here, I always had Cafe Strada. Like it's kind of, it's like my favorite place here, but you know, you go every day and you not only do you see your friends walking by, but like also it's a good place to go, and like for me, that's where I would go and I would journal. I would journal, I would read my Bible, I would meet with Karen, I would meet with other students in AIA, I would talk to friends, I would do homework. It was just kind of like my place. It was kind of like my church outside of church. Like I would go there and I would do my stuff and it was like the best place for me. So the other thing, and like at UNC, was I didn't have that. I tried to go to all these different places, but like I couldn't find that church where I was gonna be, where I could know that I could go there and I could read in my Bible and journal and kind of like have that quiet time. So the second thing other than community that I found at UNC this semester was I found a little cafe that's pretty similar to Strada. It's actually right down the hill from where I live and it is behind an abandoned building. But it's like an outdoor cafe and it has a greenhouse and it's really cool. So I've been starting to go there and that's like my new church. I just started, so I'm still like feeling it out. But I really like that. And also the third thing that I also mentioned before that I had here friends that live down the hall from me. And you know, you also have your friends on your team and all this stuff. In my program, there's no other Christians. If there are, then they haven't really been vocal about it. And the way that I speak with them, you can't really tell whether or not they are. But so my biggest thing was also like finding that spiritual support. And something that's been really hard for me is reaching out to people and trying to like find that, especially when I'm having a tough time. And so I found a lot of that. I know a lot of you guys know Madeline Tribuco. She actually lives only 4 hours away from me. So she would come and visit me. She's coming like 4 times to visit. But we talk on the phone a lot. And having her voice to listen to and kind of like help me figure out these issues, especially when I'm trying to figure out like how do I fit in this place where I feel like no one understands where I came from. All my classmates, none of them know the struggles of injury or, you know, going to practice every day. They just know kind of the school aspect. So it was really great getting to talk to her as well. So this semester has been a lot of different things. I really am trying to kind of root myself more in Chapel Hill. And I think that's like the biggest thing that you can take away from here, because you have the support. It's kind of like here, you don't have to really ask for it or look for it. But when you go away and you live by yourself, it's kind of on your own to seek those things out. And I know it can be like really scary to, you know, go somewhere you don't know anyone, and to go to a group where you think that no one looks like you, no one thinks like you. But like community is really kind of the most central part to our faith. Like last semester when I didn't have the community, I barely ever read my Bible. I barely ever prayed. I did still go to church on Sundays, but I was kind of more like going through the motions. I lost a lot of what I felt like I built up here. And I've noticed in the past couple of weeks, as the spring semester has started, that a lot in my life has changed, just like the little things. I've noticed that through like having the communities and through being proactive about searching things out, that I've, you know, I walk down the street here. I used to walk down this Bancroft from HBC and like look out and see the Golden Gate Bridge and be like, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful, like God did that. In Chapel Hill last semester, I would walk around and I'd be like, oh, like it's a nice day, whatever. But I've noticed like literally there'll be like a blue sky and I'll be thinking to myself like, wow, I'm so lucky to be here right now. Like I cannot believe that God put me here. Just like little things like that, little reminders like that throughout the day. And I think that it's because I'm not alone anymore that I'm having support and I have accountability. And I just really want to stress that while you're here, you have this great opportunity to grow with each other and to help each other grow. But just because you move on to the real world doesn't mean it's going to look exactly the same, and that's okay. That's okay if your group that you move on to after graduation, or if you transfer schools or whatever, it doesn't have to look like AIA, but it should give you a sense of community in the same way, in a similar way that AIA does. And that's all I had today, just to share about rootedness. And like, it's okay that if you it's, you know, like your story with God, like your journey with God is going to change too. So just because like you're feeling low right now or you're feeling high right now doesn't mean it's going to be like that tomorrow. So it's just really important to have your community with you, and stay rooted with where you are. So.